Well, my dears, that settles it once and for all. There will be no flood.
Well, I'm not convinced. I keep thinking that if God was powerful enough to create the world in the first place, he certainly is powerful enough to change or rearrange nature to suit his purpose.
Mother.
Oh, now don't worry, Loah. Your mother is letting her heart control her mind. She's impressed with Noah. And, well, that's about the extent of it.
He seems so very sincere.
Yeah, you see what I mean, Loah?
You'll be sorry if there is a flood.
Well, in the meantime, let's find a place to eat and satisfy our hunger. What do you say, huh?
You two go ahead. I'm going to look around a bit. Pardon me, but what's all the excitement?
Well, it's over now, but it was a fight. Two men almost killed each other. They did carry one away unconscious.
Why do people have to be so savage? Quarrel, fight, kill.
You don't approve?
I detest such goings-on.
It's a sign of the times. And it's for that very reason, the savagery and wickedness of the people, that God is destroying the earth by flood.
You sound like Noah.
You don't believe Noah?
I'm afraid not.
Do you believe in God?
Oh, yes. In a way, I do. Not in the direct, simple way Noah seems to, but I do believe that there is some sort of God somewhere. Well, there must be.
There is. There's a God in heaven. A real, live, powerful, loving God. The God of creation. And he is going to cleanse the earth of sin by a flood.
You do sound like Noah.
Perhaps I'd better tell you who I am. I'm Noah's daughter-in-law, Shem's wife. My name is Nora.
Oh, I'm glad to know you. I'm Loah. And you really believe there's going to be a flood?
There is going to be a flood. And soon. The ark is finished, just today. All is in readiness. Oh, Loah, if only more people would believe and accept the shelter of the ark before it's too late. Loah, why don't you?
Oh, thanks, but I don't think so. Another time, perhaps.
Well, will you think about it? Seriously think about it?
With all the activity and excitement, and that ark standing there like a huge mountain, one can't help but think about it.
I must go now. It's time for family worship. But I was wondering if you'd do the honor of letting me see you tomorrow. We could talk some more.
I am the one who would be honored. Me, talking to the wife of one of the main actors in this real-life drama. Well, I'll be the envy of everyone.
Tomorrow, then, right here?
At high noon. But I warn you, you won't be able to convert me.
At high noon. Oh, I'm so glad you're here, Nora. I have the most important news. The time has come. Today, Father Noah gives his last appeal to the people. Oh, Loah, please, please believe and accept the safety of the ark before it's forever too late.
Your fervor is commendable, I'm sure, yet I'd like to wait until I hear your father's last appeal, if you don't mind.
Then you will go into the ark and be saved with me?
We'll see.
So, my dear people, I plead with you, accept the truth while there is still time. God wants you to be saved. He wants you in the ark. For 120 years I have preached a coming flood. My sons and I have builded the great ark you see before you. The time is here. The flood will come. But salvation is still free to all who will accept. Once the door of that ark is closed, however, salvation can no longer be yours unless you are inside the ark. For the last time, my dear people, I plead with you, accept of God's mercy, repent, and walk through that door to salvation.
Poor Noah. He was crying. Tears trickled down his cheeks. It's a sad and...
Mother, listen.
What is it?
Listen.
What is it? The end of the world?
Oh, nothing of the sort. Look, it's just animals coming from every direction, that's all. Big animals, little animals, fierce animals, gentle animals. Animals of all descriptions. They're coming two by two, male and female. And yet they have no shepherd. I don't understand it. How can dumb animals come all by themselves and march so in so orderly a manner into the ark? It's impossible. It can't be.
But it is, Father. I told you there was something superhuman about this whole thing.
Some of the animals are going in the ark in sevens, male and female. Well, can you imagine that? The animals going in by twos are unclean species. The ones by sevens are clean.
Maybe there will be a flood.
Someone is guiding those animals into that ark. But who?
Could it be God or his angels?
Mother, Father, look up there.
Birds!
Great flocks of birds darkening the sky. There's so many.
Yes, and they're flying into the ark in an orderly way, just like the animals did. Why, it's beyond me. I can't understand it. How could they do that?
Look.
So look. People, please listen to me. Quiet! Quiet! Let your priest speak to you. My dear people, you have witnessed two phenomena. You are wondering about them, and rightly so. The world's greatest wise men and philosophers are even now gathered in conference to decide what caused the phenomena. As soon as they've reached a decision, you will be notified. In the meantime, do not fear. Everything is as it should be. Continue as usual. There will be no